Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out tonight. Your worst nightmare, Spike, Fritz, and Elliot Shore Parks all together for you. And Buzz. What up, Elliot?
Man, we just got to get Joe Giglio on here, and it'll be the fearsome foursome everybody loves.
Oh,
get
man.
Get us all on at once.
That sound you hear is cars driving off local bridges.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, turning radios off in the Twitter. Man.
But, Elliot, just think about all the clicks if we were all here together.
Oh, man.
Just sitting in a room making up opinions for clicks.
What you guys do.
Yep.
No one does it better.
All right. Elliot of the Go Birds podcast. I imagine there's maybe two Go Birds emergency pods today, one for Joe Douglas, one for Nick Sirianni.
Did Seltzer make it to the emergency pods?
So it's a solo emergency pod. James hosted this morning.
He's
been a busy man this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll give him a pass today.
Solo emergency pod, but it is out in all your podcast platforms.
Great, there you go. So let's do the Sirianni thing first. We all expected an extension for Nick Sirianni. I think the thing that I wanted to ask you is just the context of it. I think looking back over the last 4 years, 5 years since he's been hired, I think. To say that in 2025, Nick Sirianni would be getting an extension as a Super Bowl winning coach is just like mind-blowing if you would think a few years ago. So that's all. I think, could you give some context to the Sirianni extension?
Yeah, I mean, I think even in week 5 of this past year, that would have been crazy. You know, I think Nick is obviously a great head coach, but even I thought at that point in week 5, like, maybe it's just better if these two sides break up, right? Like, his relationship with the city, how it was going, like, maybe it was just too toxic. And to turn that around and to become what, I think arguably the best head coach in franchise history, I think Andy still deserves a ton of credit because he kind of built the foundation of the Eagles. But resume-wise, I mean, it's hard to compete with Sirianni at this point. So, as someone that's gotten to see, I cover the team, like, I'm there, to see, like, the back end of it, I do think that, like, to get to this point, it was not easy for Nick. Like, Nick is an emotional guy. I think he, like, wears his emotions on his sleeves. I don't think he's someone that's completely immune to what people are saying about him. I think you hear that in some of his answers on the podium. So, I think to, like, for Nick to, when he was hired, to be essentially ridiculed nationally for his introductory press conference, then he says the thing about the roots growing, and he's ridiculed locally. Like, it's not been an easy path for him. And I think that's something him and Jalen have in common. But to be here, you're right. Like, it is certainly a great story.
Well, and to be clear, I think he deserved all the criticism he got all the way up until it was probably overboard at some point. But it's very easy to look back at his original press conference, his first interview with Angelo, and say to yourself, there is no way.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, some of his press conferences were in general were sort of like confusing. I think his relationship with Jalen was clearly, at least what Jalen thought of him, was a question, at least. And then to your point, this year, it looked like they put him in a weird situation this year, and I think a difficult situation. And I think his ability to handle it, he eventually did, but it looked like maybe he wasn't going to be able to. So I think he's grown a lot. And I think maybe some of the criticism, again, not the overboard stuff, but I think his ability to listen to criticism and evolve has been part of him being a great coach.
Yeah, definitely. And I really think at the podium, he has gotten way better. Like, I don't ever think he was bad. I think Nick's issue is maybe initially he was like not great at coach speak, so it just didn't come out authentic. But I think he's gotten better at that. But I also think, like, you know, in a big picture thought about this contract and just what it means to be happening today, like, I think sometimes Nick doesn't get enough credit for the fact that he was like the turning point for this franchise turning it around. Like, when he got hired, Jalen was either on the trading block or a backup quarterback. Howie Roseman was coming off a disastrous season, and there was reporting the head coaches didn't want to work with him. In the Eagles NovaCare complex, while not as bad as it was under Chip, there was plenty of reporting about how the front office and the coaching staff did not get along. So, like, Howie is great at his job. Obviously, Jalen's great at his job. Lurie does a lot. But I think Nick, while maybe not the most important piece of the puzzle, I don't think the puzzle fits without him in it. Like, his ability to get along with Howie and to get the best version of Howie. The fact that he has, you know, basically taken Jalen from a Wildcat quarterback to one of the best quarterbacks in the league, he deserves credit for that, too. And I just think the NovaCare in general is in a way better place because of Nick. So, you know, I think it's perceived that he's along for the ride. I don't think there is a ride if Nick's not hired.
Well, so what I'm curious is, obviously, you're down there all the time. You're Eagles insider of the year. And, you know, the last head coach that won a Super Bowl, I don't think he handled that well. I think he changed. Do you have any fear of that with Nick Sirianni?
It's a great question, because I think that we view Doug, having seen him already have to get over winning the Super Bowl, right? And we view that team because we saw the end of that team. We have not seen this team handle success that well. The one example of them handling success is coming off of 2022, the 2023 season. Now, I do think a lot of that was just, it's hard to lose the Super Bowl and come back. But Jalen had a down year that year. Nick has admitted he did not do a good job that year, and the team collapsed. So while we can sit here and say, well, yeah, I definitely think Nick can handle it. I think Nick is obsessed with coaching in a way Doug Peterson was not. I think Jalen is obsessed with, like, practice and being great in a way, you know, probably Carson couldn't be anymore because of his injuries. We've only seen them have to deal with success one time, and that was coming off of losing the Super Bowl in 2022. So we'll see. You know, I think they are better set up to do it than the 2017 team was. But I certainly can't say confidently, because the one time they've had to do it, they had one of the more disastrous seasons in franchise history.
You know, and the one guy that you don't bring up, and I feel like we don't bring up when talking about the culture of the team and where they got to last year, I think Vic Fangio plays a big part in that as well. I mean, him being here, he seems like he's never happy. I mean, he looked like he was happier after they got Jahad Campbell than he was when they won the Super Bowl. So when we talk about, like, keeping an even keel, I feel like Fangio is a good example of that as well.
Well, I think what Fangio did is he just allows Nick to do the other things that Nick is good at. I think when in 2023, when they hired inexperienced coordinators, Nick had to step away a little bit from what he does day to day and be a little more hands-on on both sides of the ball. And obviously we saw how that worked out. So I think Fangio is being essentially like a head coach of the defense, really allows Nick to be Nick. In terms of the culture, I agree. I think that on the defensive side of the ball, because Nick is such an offensive guy, they probably do need more of a culture setter coordinator than Sean Desai was. Sean Desai was inexperienced. I just don't know if he was ready for that magnitude of a job. I think Fangio, from a culture perspective, obviously he's an outstanding X's and O's guy, but I think he just settled that side of the ball after really kind of a tumultuous season.
So they also hire Joe Douglas. They lost, I forget the name of the guy. I wish I wrote it down. Brandon, who is the guy who went to the Raiders?
Brandon Hunt and Anthony Patch.
Brandon Hunt and Anthony Patch. But they bring back Joe Douglas, who was certainly well thought of while he was here, walked into a disaster in the Jets. Who knows how much of that is him? How much, by the way, is being a general manager and being a personnel guy? Those are different jobs. So it would be hard to look at the hiring of Joe Douglas and say it's anything but a good hire.
Yeah, I mean, you were closer to it during your time in New York in terms of the minutiae of like the job he did. But from just following it here, I just don't think he was a great general manager in terms of the job that like trades, value, contracts. Like, it's just a different job. I think Joe Douglas, even in New York, like his drafts were pretty good. If you look at the roster on the defensive side of the ball and some of the offensive players he drafted, he did a good job putting talent on the roster. I think they struggled in New York because he continually missed on the quarterback position, which obviously is a big deal. And it just wasn't, I just don't think a well-run team in terms of the contracts and stuff. So with the Eagles, where he won't have to do that and he can just get back to scouting, I think he'll do well. But also, similar to Fangio in a way, they've lost a lot of people this offseason. Joe Douglas has a ton of experience doing the job he'll do. Not only does he have a ton of experience doing it, he's done it with the Eagles. So I think that this will definitely help kind of all the turnover, bringing in somebody that is overqualified for the job and also has been here before.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you look at some of his, like when he was a part of the front office. I mean, they drafted Dillard in the first round. They had a great draft in 18 when they had Goddard, Maddox, Sweat, and Mailata. But Mailata was, you know, that's a shot in the dark. And then 17 was, okay. Well, I mean, like it was Jeff Stoutland saying, give me this piece of
work. Worked.
Sure, but I think that was a Stoutland like in the seventh round of a Super Bowl. Like, I don't think that was
a great draft pick. It's obviously a great draft pick.
I just don't know how much credit I'm giving Joe Douglas is more my thought on that. And then you go back to 17, Barnett and Sidney Jones are the first two picks. So like they've been great the last couple of years in the draft, and he had some. I don't know how he's. I think he's fine. I'm fine having him in the building. I think we overrate a little bit what Joe Douglas did here.
So I think he's better than fine. If you look at as the GM of the Jets, I mean, he got Garrett Wilson, who I don't think was like the slam dunk.
He's a top 10 pick.
No, but he hit on that pick in a major way. Sauce Gardner was a major hit. The defensive end out of Florida State, whose name's escaping me right now. I think
Jermaine Johnson.
He's been a good player for them. Like, they have talent on that team. Now, he's not been good at evaluating the offensive line, ironically, because I believe he used to play that position.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, and he missed on Dillard. But I think he has done a good job drafting there. But the other thing, too, and we talked about this on Friday before we yelled about Ace Bailey for a while. Like, I do think that, you know, the drafting guys into a building, like the front office can draft them in and they can be talented. But then it is up to the coaching staff to help them become great players. And I just don't think the coaching staff in New York was that great. I think he's walking into a better coaching staff situation here.
Well, the entire thing in New York with the Jets is toxic.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's just bad. Yeah. The ownership
is bad.
Well, yep. Yeah. The owner's involved in the being an involved owner is, it's a very thin line because you don't want somebody who's completely disconnected, but you also don't want somebody whose son is telling the general manager who to take in the draft, which there were whispers that happened with the Jets. So I think it's with here with Joe Douglas, it's very hard to parse. I'm not giving him credit or taking away credit for any of the picks because it's hard to parse what exactly everybody around here has gotten better. Howie's gotten better too. Mm-hmm. So who knows what his specific recommendation was at any point.
And it's a good spot for him to land. I mean, if he wants to get another GM job, he's going to be here. They're probably going to win.
He'll get credit again.
Sure.
He'll build himself up. And I think it's a good step back from him to reassess, do what he's good at, and then see what the next step is. Elliot, any comment on the newspaper reporter having the Joe Douglas scoop?
Yeah, it's a great scoop.
Okay.
Good job by him.
All That's right.
A good job.
Wow, way to go. Now, did you tweet over the weekend that the Phillies should sell the deadline after the Jose Alvarado news?
Yeah. It's
a great point. They're only paid for 99 wins.
Well, look, unless you think the bullpen is good enough to win in the postseason, then unless they make a move at the deadline, I don't get why you would keep assets you're going to lose in the offseason on a very small chance you make a postseason run. So unless you believe this team is actually capable of making a deep run, mm-hmm. why would you not trade pieces away for value now?
Well, they're going to trade for a reliever at the trade deadline.
Well, you say that, but Dombrowski's never really added anybody of substance at the deadline. So you can say
he's made trades every deadline. You can say have substance or not, but he's made moves at the trade deadline.
I don't think they just need a body. I think they need an actual good arm to replace Alvarado. So and this was the other part of my tweet, which you're conveniently not saying.
Always.
But what I said was, if they're not going to make a big time move at the deadline and reinvest in this team, then it's time to move on because you're just going to lose these guys for nothing this offseason.
I would agree with Elliot. It's one or the other. That's what I would say.
I'm fine reinvesting in the team, but do it. Don't like make some minor move and then just give it a go.
Well, we're not trading one of the top five prospects.
Well, they might.
Nope.
They could.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
They could.
No, I won't let them.
Well, but let me ask you this, if you don't want to trade any of the prospects,
I want to trade certain prospects. I'm not trading.
He wants to trade the bad ones.
No, not the bad ones. Right. Interesting ones, but not Painter, Arun Escobar, Miller, Crawford, or Tait.
Right. So if you don't want to trade their top five prospects, who are then going to have to find places to play on this team, and you don't want to sell, guys at the deadline to get value for free agents that are going to leave, like, how is that running a good organization?
Well,
like,
because they're
believe in this
because they're still
much?
A good, they're still a really good baseball team that has a shot to win a title.
You can't just give up
on a team that's playing as well as they are right now, but you also can't give up the future at the same time. That's why they're in a tough predicament.
Do you think the bullpen is currently constructed is good enough for them to win?
I think they're good enough to make the playoffs. They'll make a trade at the trade deadline. They may put one of the starters in the bullpen. I don't know if you heard the open of the show. Not too worried about it, Elliot.
Well, I'm not surprised you're not worried. But you keep saying they're going to make a trade. If they do, then yes, I agree. If you go out and reinvest in the team, then you don't have to sell. But if they're not going to do that and they're going to hold on to youth, which is looking towards the future, mm-hmm. why would you let Schwarber and JT just have their contracts expire when you could get true
value? Because you're not going to pull the plug halfway through the year.
But if
that's what you're
enough,
doing.
Why
that's your...
is that not the case? But if they're not good enough, why wouldn't you pull the plug?
Because they are good enough. They're good enough to get close.
No, I'm not saying to get close. I'm saying
move they make is going to be like, there they are. They're going to win the World Series. Like, that's not how this works.
I don't know if that's not how this works. If they trade for the best reliever at the deadline and they give up one of their prospects and they make the bullpen better, like, they could piece together a better bullpen to what you said, too. You could put Ranger in there. I've heard some people say Painter. You would know more about that than that. Yeah, okay, I'm not a fan of that either. But, like, they could piece together a good bullpen, but the biggest piece has to be a trade of meaning. And if that doesn't happen, then I don't get the emotions of holding on to guys that are going to go.
Elliot, real quick on debate day, are you pro or con backing into parking spots in malls and grocery stores?
So I would say I'm con because A. I can't do it, and B.
What do you mean you can't do it? What do you mean you can't do it?
I don't. It's not more convenient.
Definitely. What do you mean you can't do it? Like you don't know how to do it?
I am not great at it.
Okay.
Like it would take me a long time to do it. Gosh. I could do it, but I don't think it's not something I would do out of choice. It would be out of necessity.
I'm with Elliot on that one. You can get the Go Birds.
I do have a bone to pick with Spike.
Nice.
No one say you're not getting the Thomas Rhett or Creed or Offspring
That's
tickets.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
What
okay.
is your bone?
All right. Here's what I would say. No. You got to decide on one version of a LOL text response. And Jack, I don't know if you can speak on that.
So I agree.
Nobody I know sends more variations of LOL. Sometimes it's low LOL. Sometimes it's ha ha ha. Sometimes it's a laugh emoji. Sometimes it's a ha ha, like when you click it. Just pick one. Just pick one.
No.
Well, but hold on. Does the capital LOL mean you're really laughing? That's ha ha. LOL is just like a throwaway. The lowercase LOL is just a throwaway LOL?
There's a few. Okay. If I use all caps LOL, it's usually just on its own, and it means I'm actually laughing.
Correct.
Or I think that's funny, whatever.
And then when you get to the six ha-has,
hold on.
Is that when it's also real?
That's when I'm really laughing.
All right.
So six ha-has means I actually think it's funny. LOL is more like, you're right. And then the lowercase LOL, which is usually in a sentence, it is sarcastic. Like LOL, you think that guy's going to do that? So there's a bunch of different ones.
Sure.
And then laugh emoji is just a response for a caps LOL.
Now, are you in on the LOL LOL?
No, I've never done that.
No, see, me and Elliot are big LOL LOLs guys.
Yeah.
And your answer was kind of my worst fear, because you're basically saying when I get a lowercase LOL from you, I might as well just never text you again or attempt to be funny.
No, it might mean...
That's basically the vibe you're giving with the lowercase LOL.
It might mean...
It is a throwaway LOL.
If I'm all lowercase LOLs, it means I'm not laughing quite as hard, I guess I would say.
Saying.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well, I'm
not
sorry.
I'm not here to be judged. I'm here to get a pity laugh and just make sure that you can just pick one. That's all I'm saying. Just pick one, okay?
But they all mean different things.
That's the worst part. That's the point I'm making.
You got to decipher, brother. You got
to
decipher.
You don't have to judge the joke. Yeah.
Now what if you like it, or what if you put a ha-ha on the message?
That is pity. That's a pity laugh. Or the worst, the number one worst is ha.
Oh, yeah.
Or ha ha.
No.
You got to add the third.
I've started getting into the ha ha's just to move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to people, I don't really want to be talking to anymore.
I'll just say this. Always a bunch of laughing emojis. Makes you feel good about the response.
Yes. Just
what a great texter Ike is.
He is an emojis man.
Yeah. If you ever see Ike's Twitter, the text messages are like that. They're
exact same.
Very emotive.
Yeah, very true.
But
very
he's a fun-loving guy. I am not a fun-loving guy.
Exactly right. That's why I wanted to pick the bone with you.
Oh, there you go. Bone picked. Consider bone picked. You can subscribe to the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Go Birds Daily, emergency podcast from Elliot, mostly James sometimes.
Sometimes.
And probably this segment, right?
Yeah, it might be in there. We'll see.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Elliot.
All the clicks.
There he is. Right. LOL.
Ha ha.
I didn't know what bone he had to pick with me.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about it.
Because you do have different variations of your laughing back.
Yeah. I don't know when I became an LOL guy, but I did over the last few years.
Well, so the LOL is big in, I would say, my generation, because we don't like confrontation. So we put we want to say then add an LOL at the end.
Oh, just
to diffuse it a little bit.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I hate you, LOL. That saves it. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have a certain way? So I have a certain way that I text with my wife, and if I don't include certain things, then it is an indication that one of us is annoyed or pissed off. Like we use a lot of exclamation points in our text.
Oh, really?
And if you say...
That feels like sarcasm.
No, it's
like
not.
Like sarcastic exclamation points.
But if you pull it away, it's like, all right,
what's the deal?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Yes.
I get a pretty good read when people are annoyed.
Yeah.
Jill doesn't really have her phone. I feel like she's like never has her phone, so we don't really text that often.
God bless her.
Yeah.
God bless her.
We won't let her have a cell phone.
She has a cell phone.
Do you guys share one cell phone?
We're both on our individual parents' cell phone plans.
I think Val's still on her mom's plan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
No, but no car yet. Maybe next birthday.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Is the Jose Alvarado suspension a big deal for the Phillies? It's definitely a big deal for Jose Alvarado. Is it a big deal for the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will have another member of the WIP air staff joining us with another non-sports sports debate.
Yes.
Should I say what this one is?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it considered reading a book if you listen to the audio version?
Correct.
So can you say, they say, hey, read any books lately? And he's like, oh, I read, you know, Ring the Bell. And they were like, oh, but he actually listened to it.
Doesn't count.
We will bring on a mystery member of the WIP air staff to debate that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.